Yeah.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, yeah. I love the musical accompaniment that our producer Jason Gibbs is laying
down. Love it.
All right, Browns Nation, ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news.
I like this.
Plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. You'll see Kevin Jones, Vic Carucci, Nathan, yours truly, all over ClevelandBrowns.com. Great to have you along. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Great to have Nathan Zagura back as we come at you out of the dog bowl. And let's go right to our Ohio Business Machine hotline and welcome in a gentleman who's a must-read with all of your Cleveland Browns information in mind as we say hi to the outstanding beat writer for the Akron Beacon Journal, Nate Ulrich. Hi, Nate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem, as always. All right, Nate, you had a chance with all of the situation unfolding today with the possibility of a contract extension offered from the Browns to right now starting quarterback Brian Hoyer. You've had a chance to speak to his agent, Joe Linta. What do you get, Nate, at first blush at the approach from the Hoyer camp with regard to yay or nay with this multi-year contract extension offer?
Well, you know, I had a chance to just exchange some emails with Joe Linta, and, you know, it's pretty clear that his stance hasn't changed from earlier in the month. He did an interview earlier in the month with ESPN Cleveland, and he said, you know, it's very hard to determine Brian Hoyer's value now. It's going to be much easier in January, and, you know, he just, you know, basically made it clear that, hey, this is going to be the wait-and-see approach on our end of things. And, you know, even though the Browns, you know, the update to the story is the Browns are now talking to Joe Linta about a contract extension. Earlier in the month, you know, he basically said that there had been no serious talks at all. So at least the Browns on their end are being a little more aggressive now and talking to him about the contract extension. But his stance hasn't changed. I mean, he told me that, you know, he just had a couple of conversations with the Browns, and the key part of the quote was very difficult to move forward until we see how the season plays out. So, obviously, hard to assess Brian Hoyer's value until you see how this quarterback competition with Johnny Manziel unfolds. And then if Brian Hoyer, you know, retains his starting job, how does he perform in the season? Starter money is obviously a lot different than backup money. And if he can kind of, you know, regain some of the momentum he had last season before the injury, then he's obviously going to increase his value. So I don't think anything's going to get done, you know, anytime soon. And I think that this will be a waiting game to see how it all plays out.
Do you get the sense, Nate, that this is something, and you alluded to it there, but what would you, if you're handicapped at 0%, 10% chance that this gets done before the season starts?
Oh, boy. Before the season starts, I guess I'd say 15% chance, just because I think that Joe Lynn is telling the truth when he says it would be very difficult. You know, when I kind of put out what he said today, and I know he talked to NFL Network, too, and ESPN reported the contract talks. So it kind of gained some buzz and some discussion online. And when I put out what he, you know, the very difficult to get done before the, you know, season and wanting to see how the season plays out, Joel Corey tweeted at me. And I mean, that guy is as a former, you know, agent who
yeah, we've
really
had him on the show. He's good.
Yeah, so when he kind of throws his two cents in there, I tend to listen just because I'm not contract guy, but he knows what's going on. And he said, you know, hey, Lint is right, basically, you know, in terms of it being very difficult right now. And he said any new deal for Hoyer must contain substantial escalators, incentives, and possibly a way to void. So, you know, the only way they could get this done, in other words, is if they had all these little things worked into the contract. And those would be very difficult to get all those stipulations hammered out. and to kind of assess the value when there's so many unknowns, surrounding Brian Hoyer right now, from the quarterback competition to his comeback attempt from a torn ACL to, you know, how Johnny Manziel will progress.
Correct, yeah. Johnny Manziel, this battle coming up, and that's why it is so tough to get this deal done. Did you get any sense at all, Nate, in your exchanges with Joe Linta, the agent for Brian Hoyer, of exactly what they're looking for in any kind of broad terms in terms of money per year? We've been talking, kind of using a model of saying, I think right now the Kyle Orton money, kind of the highest paid backup in the league money, would be a good place to start, knowing the long-term plans in place for a guy like Johnny Manziel.
You know what? No, I got to be honest. I didn't really get that far, and I don't think that Joe Lynn is going to go down that road just because of everything we've talked about. And how do you really figure out if Brian Hoyer deserves premium backup money right now or if he deserves starter money? Because we have to see what happens here. I think we all think that Brian Hoyer, at least locally, I think we all think that Brian Hoyer has a pretty good chance of starting to begin the season.
Sure.
And I think most of us all think that inevitably Johnny Manziel will also start at some point this season. Just the kind of the way that things work with quarterbacks in Cleveland and the history of multiple quarterbacks playing every season. And the fact that, you know, the Browns obviously, you know, drafted Johnny Manziel in the first round. And when you do that, you draft the guy to start, you trade up four spots to pick him. You definitely want him to be your future. So all that, it makes this such a guessing game. And I really think that, from Linta's perspective and from Hoyer's perspective, even though Hoyer is a hometown guy and wants to ultimately remain with the Browns, that they really, you know, can't have a great idea of what they want until they know exactly what happens with all those things.
Always a delight to chat with Nate Ulrich. He joins us, Akron Beacon Journalist, Browns beat reporter Nate Ulrich, on our Ohio Business Machines hotline today. Nathan Zagura is back. I'm Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. All right, Nate, there's so many ramifications and tentacles of this, too, that send subliminal messages to the entire organization through this contract extension offer to Brian Hoyer, none the least of which is Johnny Manziel. Do you think there is a little bit of that too, maybe a prod to say, Johnny, we really, really like Brian Hoyer. We value him. We want him to be our quarterback. So if you're going to supersede him, it's going to take a lot of diligence, a lot of work, and a lot of effort from you.
Well, I think there's an underlying message there that you kind of extrapolate. I think that, you know, they've said those things all along. Mike Pettin, Ray Farmer, you know, despite a coaching change, you know, the new regime has come in and said all these nice things about Brian Hoyer and praised him up and down pretty much since day one. Mm-hmm. Mike Pettin was hired January 23rd. And that's nice. You know, guys can say whatever they want, but now we see that there's some actions behind those words, with the Browns actually reaching out to the agent and trying to extend the talk, because we all know that guys can say whatever they want, but if they back it up, that's a different story. So they're genuine what they're saying about Brian Hoyer and that they like him. And they prove that by doing this. So I do think there's a message to Manziel that, hey, this guy isn't just, you know, some journeyman, whatever you want to, you know, label a guy who, you know, hasn't played much, you know. I think nationally, Brian Hoyer is dismissed and discounted in this quarterback competition way too much. But I think the people who really watched the Browns closely last year know what he meant to the team and know, under the circumstances, in the aftermath of the Trent Richardson trade, the spark that he provided. And I'll tell you that Mike Pettin believes that if Brian Hoyer had not been hurt October 3rd, 2013 against the Buffalo Bills, that the Browns would have won more games, and then Mike Pettin probably wouldn't be in the chair he's in now, because Trubisky might not have been fired.
Great point. Yep.
Yeah, it's a very good point, a very valid point there. Nate, what did you make of the way Johnny Manziel handled his press conference during this rookie symposium and kind of the fire he was showing about being steadfast in his beliefs about his own life and also his abilities to come in and win the starting job by week one?
Yeah, he obviously, you know, he said I think there were some semantics that kind of got jumbled up there in that question about the starting job. But, you know, I've seen a lot of headlines that say that he said he absolutely expects to be the starter. He actually said he absolutely wants to be the starter, and it would be ridiculous for him not to say that.
Absolutely.
So of course, he's going to say he wants to be the starter. He did not say he absolutely expects to be the starter, okay? And that's because, you know, Johnny Manziel, you can say what you want about his partying and, you know, his own defense of his partying and his unapologetic nature when it comes to those questions and that whole subject matter. But when it comes to Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel respects Brian Hoyer and has shown him nothing but the utmost respect. Even though, you know, I said earlier, and I still believe that nationally he's dismissed, Johnny Manziel has been a professional when talking about the quarterback competition and what Brian Hoyer means to the team and how Brian Hoyer learned from the best, you know, and that's Tom Brady with the New England Patriots, and how Brian Hoyer's been in the league, you know, a lot longer and is ahead of him, and how Coach Mike Pettine's statement that, you know, Hoyer's securely ahead of Manziel was spot on. That's what Johnny said about it. So I think that, you know, Johnny Manziel is there's no doubt, and if you talk to guys like I got a chance to last week, the rookie symposium who played with him at Texas A&M and Mike Evans and Jake Matthews, there's not going to be a better competitor out there. He just has something in his DNA. He has a certain, you know, edge to him. But having said all that, he has been very respectful of Brian Hoyer, and I don't think that he's underestimating Brian Hoyer. He definitely wants to start, but he hasn't gone as far as to say he expects to beat Brian.
No, and I think it will be a great battle that begins in 27 days, July the 26th, when training camp opens. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal was our guest. Nate, appreciate it as always. Keep up the good work covering the Browns, and thanks for giving us some insight into your conversations, your email exchanges with Joe Linta, the agent for Brian Hoyer.
Thanks as always, guys.
All right, you got it, Nate. Happy 4th to you. That was Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. When we come back, our guy Willie Broadway Joe Namath. We'll chime in with some more. We'll get some more of his sound from his appearance on the Really Big Show earlier this morning, talking about Johnny Manziel and his own antics when he was a player for the New York Jets. That's right, making guarantees.
Baby.
He may have been sipping a few brewskis on his off time.
You think? Possibly?
Broadway Joe, Nate Zagura, Reg Eye, we're coming right back. So get a grip, take a sip of that Fiorine. Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how.